What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. Welcome back to the Do Your Crap podcast. This is your host, Micah Folsom, and we have an awesome guest on today to help us close out the year. Her name is Lauren Zander. She is the founder and CEO of The Handle Group and creator of The Handle Method. It's an international corporate consulting and life coaching company. Her coaching methodology, The Handle Method, is taught in over 35 universities and institutes of learning around the world, including MIT, Stanford Graduate School of Business, NYU, and the New York City Public School System. Lauren is the creator of Inner You, Learn to Human Better. Amen to that. The online coaching course that teaches the entirety of The Handle Method, which has been used by dozens of celebrities, CEOs, and entrepreneurs since 2004. And she is the author of Maybe It's You, published by Hatchet Book Group, a no-nonsense practical manual that helps readers figure out not just what they want out of life, but how to actually get there. Lauren has spent over 20 years coaching thousands of private and corporate clients, including executives at Live Nation, Ticketmaster, Vogue, BASF, and AOL. She has been featured expert in the New York Times, BBC, Forbes, Women's Health, Dr. Oz, and Marie Claire, and she contributed to Business Week and the Huffington Post. Y'all, this is a powerhouse. We are going to pick her brain about all the things to help us, like she said, human better. I think that is honestly what we are all here for, to just try and give it our best shot every single day and get a little bit better in all of the different areas. So let's turn it over to the conversation. All right, Lauren, welcome to the show. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And all the way from Croatia, which is so rad. We were chatting about that before this.
Yes. I love it here. It's fantastic. So, if you haven't awesome. Been.
I have never. And now I need to, because clearly it's something I'm missing out on.
Mm. Well, you know, it depends on if you love islands, beautiful, like,
who doesn't?
Water. The Adriatic is fantastic.
I love
the food's
it.
Fantastic.
Adding it to my travel list. Adding it.
Yes, definitely add it.
All right. Before we dig into all the good stuff, I want to make sure we have plenty of time, because I know this is going to be so amazing for our listeners. Tell us a little bit more about who you are, how you got into the life coaching sphere and all the things, just so they have a better idea who Lauren is.
Okay. So first of all, I'm 53 years old. So, and I started my coaching business when I was 29, but I was in the field since I was 22.
Woo.
Okay. And I would definitely let everyone know that when I told people I was a life coach, I was made fun of. Like,
oh,
what's
gosh.
Life coach? Like, what gives you credentials to be
you're
a life
like
coach?
One of the ones who has paved the way, like paved yeah. the way. I love it.
Yeah, I am definitely an OG, and I trained, you know, famous people who are now coaches in the world, amazing. Right? So I was back in the day. So what happened was, I would say that I was an environmental studies major. I got my degree in environmental studies from George Washington University. And my joke that isn't that funny, it's even worse now, was save the trees, kill the people. Right. Like, I knew what was wrong with the planet. It was humans. They were ruining my planet. Right. And then I started to work. I got my first job at the UN Global Environment Facility. And I realized very quickly in my early 20s that I hated the work. that went with my career that I studied. What a sad, pathetic thing to have done, right? So that was sad. And then what I really realized was it's the humans that don't see the trees. It's the humans that don't understand why we're not taking care of each other. Like, why is it this way? And so very quickly, I changed into self-help, right? I started going for self-help and wanting to understand the human condition. And
I
so
love that.
now, and it's still the most interesting thing I've ever tried to help, including myself, right? So it's been quite a ball and a lot
Love
of work.
it. A lot of work and a lot of so, like, it's so necessary, especially in our world today, more than ever.
It hasn't changed at all. I would like it hasn't changed at all. Actually, it's become way more prevalent and expected, the way people are absolutely willing to go to therapy and talk about themselves and connect the dots back to their mommy and daddy and all the issues. But I do different work, right? I do something, and then what I'm doing so far, I have not bumped into anyone else doing it. So,
Amazing. So tell us all about this. Like, I want our listeners to know what you're about and what the handle method is and all of the things. Fill us in.
So what I work on is that, well, whether anyone listening knows this, over 80% of our thoughts are negative.
Yes.
Okay. That
Heard
is
that.
not your fault, human listening to me. We did not sign up for that program. We were like, yeah, let's be negative. When we wake up and start to worry about, right? Like,
Everything.
we did not sign up for this. We were born into it. Right. Or maybe we did sign up, but we weren't really present at that moment. But nonetheless, the whole method is responding to taking over the mainframe, like
Love
taking
it.
over and driving your life in a direction. And so I break life out into 12 different areas, and I ask you to write a dream and a vision, like a vision for
I
each of the
love vision
12.
work. Yes, love it.
Okay. So all of a sudden, what I'm doing is I'm helping an individual actually create their year and say what's missing. Not missing from like something's wrong with you or something's wrong with my life, but actually missing from fulfilling on that dream.
Yeah.
So I start to shift how we talk about life and how you look at yourself and how you address getting what you want in your life. And I also don't let your whole life be about your career or, so 12 areas of life, right? So to have a real whole life, to be really happy in your whole life, requires you creating it. So I really get heavy into that. I also teach unraveling your haunting memories. I get deep into why you remember what you remember. You think you remember things for, like, most people don't even know why they think they remember anything, but I care deeply why you remember what you remember and the lessons you've learned or haven't learned. And I care deeply about the way we lie.
Oh.
So I teach people to stop lying to themselves, to others. And I go through lie list after, like, I do a lot of different bodies of work to help you fulfill on your dreams.
Okay, I love it. I love it. Is it important that our listeners like know what those 12, like you mentioned, like 12, is it
12
areas
areas of
or
life.
12
Yeah,
areas?
12
Yeah.
areas of life.
What are those? Just like bust them out just so we're
Okay.
kind of
Now, do
aware.
not mind that it takes, like, I don't have them listed in front of me, so I have to think of them all,
You're
everybody. Okay,
good.
good. So just come along with me as I remember the 12 areas. Okay.
Perfect.
So you have your relationship to yourself, money, health and body, your love life, your family, your friendships, your community. Which is in making a difference. No. Yeah, see, now what number am I on? Everybody, where am I?
That was
Where am I?
seven.
Wait, I could. Hold on. Wait, you have it? You're giving it to me. You got
You're totally
it?
good.
I am hysterical, right? So hold on a second. Your community. Ah, fun and adventure. See, this is
It.
fun and adventure. So family, and then that's also including, oh, that's what I missed. Parenting, where you live, your home, your relationship to time, Time management is an area of life. I already did I do money? I did monies and savings and earning, your life, your career, spirituality. I think I might have hit them all now.
Did I do it? Yep.
There you go.
I love that. And I love that you focus on the holistic approach, because it's so true, especially as someone like really goes balls to the wall in one area. Others are like, if you want to give more to a certain area, you're going to have to let up on another area. And some people go so ape on an area that then their relationships fall apart. Their family falls apart. Their home life falls apart. And it doesn't have to be that way. So it's like, let's look at the whole picture and let's make sure we're juggling the right balls that actually matter to you. And that's how you stay fulfilled and excited and creating the life on purpose that you love. So I'm like all about this. I love it so much.
Yes, 100%.
All right, friends, in case you haven't heard, our family's farm-to-table verified natural beef can be on your doorstep by Tuesday. Folsom Farm Beef is officially shipping out our pasture-raised beef nationwide every single Monday. We're talking high-end quality restaurant style beef sent right to your doorstep. If you value locally sourced farm to table foods, then this is especially for you. Our beef is not only raised from start to finish on our own family farm, but our cows also get tippy top cow treatment with the expertise and knowledge that JD brings to the table as a cattle veterinarian. Getting our family's beef on your family's table is a product of JD and I's two worlds colliding in the most beautiful way. And we are so excited about the opportunity to serve your family for years to come. If you aren't following along on Instagram, you can follow the farm at Folsom Farm Beef. And you can learn more about the farm and see what goes into raising cows and hear what our customers are saying about their experience. Just people falling in love with homegrown beef all over the nation. And I am so happy to get this out to more families. But what really lights us up about this is getting to build another family business that our kids and siblings can be a part of growing for generations to come. When you become a part of the Folsom Farm family, you aren't just supporting a local farmer, you're a part of a big family dream of ours that's coming to life. And we can't thank you enough for being a part of it. So if you're a beef lover, you haven't truly experienced the best of steak, roast, brisket, or ground beef until you've tasted it straight from our farm. Get your order in by Sunday and have your box on your doorstep by Tuesday. We have a variety of options to fit your family's needs, with boxes ranging from 10-pound samplers to 50-pound freezer stock-ups. And if you want to save the most and never have to worry about getting on the wait list, make sure you're part of our VIP crew for monthly savings and first priority shipping. Head to FolsomFarmBeef.com and get on our email list to receive a $20 off promo code for your first box. We cannot wait to get our beef on your doorstep. All right, back to the show. You mentioned lying.
Yes.
So are you saying lying to yourself or lying to other people, or what about that part?
Because I have seven different ways a human lies, that we lie. Okay. And if you haven't figured out all the ways you lie, you're lying that you can't, that you aren't, that you what, like, so they don't even, there's science that a human lies between 11 and 13 lies a day.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And then we lie
have
that
to,
we
like,
don't
really
lie.
Pay attention to this.
Like, we lie that we don't lie. Like, oh, yeah. I don't lie. What? I don't tell you the truth about that. That would be mean. Right. So a lot of what's happened is lying has been turned into a virtue. Like, I don't want to tell you how I feel because that would hurt you. So that's lying by omission.
Gotcha.
So we omit an incredible amount of information, and we defend ourselves that I shouldn't have to tell you, you should ask. Why don't you know? Why don't you want to know? But all in all, we're cowards to say something. So omission, right? We also exaggerate. Oh, the boost of mine.
Yeah.
Not really. No, not really. I under-exaggerate, right? Like, I did well on the stock market. It wasn't bad. It was good. It was good. We had a good holiday. It was the best, right? So people then lie for the weirdest reasons.
Yeah.
Right? So there's omitting, there's exaggerating, under exaggerating, there's misrepresenting. Love that book. Oh, that was a great book. That made it sound like you read the whole book. You read three pages. Right.
My
Then
gosh,
there's
yeah.
white lies,
Oh,
right?
yeah. Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
it's so good to see you. Not exactly. Okay. Like, I really don't care. I don't even remember your name. You can't tell you I don't remember your name. It would be rude. Right. So the right, though, then there's, outright lies. Where were you yesterday? What were you thinking about, babe? Hey, babe, what were you thinking about? You looked really far away. Right. He was thinking about shagging someone else, but he didn't mention that. Right. So, like, the amount we manage not telling the truth, and that what we don't understand is the word I like to use is pleasy. Right. We're lying to keep other people happy. And then we think that's a virtue. And then we don't realize it makes us feel small and it makes other people more important. And it makes keeping everybody else happy more important than the truth for you.
Okay, so that's like the big overarching, like why it matters, why you need to become aware of it, and why you need to stop it, and why you need to be it's so you're just all about like just be honest and authentic and 100% and real. Does that empower someone? Does that like help them step into who they really are? Like what have you seen as someone works on this? Like what have you seen happen within them?
So, everybody knows what they wish they could say to everybody. And most people don't figure out how to say it. And most people don't want to live with the consequences, as if you said
That's huge,
it
yeah.
might not go well.
Right, the
So,
repercussion
if,
of when you're actually honest.
right. So,
Okay.
people really send out my joke that's not that funny is people are running, their PR agent is running their life. Right, their representative is out and about, and they're even in their
Gotcha.
marriage, even in the bedroom. Right, like the amount of people who don't ask for what they want in bed, like it's your husband. Come on, right? Have you ever said that to him? Have you ever said that to her? And the answer is, I can't say that, I can't want that. So, what happens when a person figures out all the ways they're lying? Is they actually get connected to their higher self, their actual self, the scared self, not based on fear. Fear is telling you all the ways you shouldn't say something. Your higher self is like, just say it. Like, what will, like, if it goes badly, we'll figure it out then. And then our lower selves are like, don't do that. What are you, crazy?
That
They'll
makes
kick you
sense.
out. You won't, right? So it's a constant battle between keeping other people happy and the truth. And
I
yes,
love
you're
it.
like, Lauren, what do you do for a living? I'm like, yes, I teach people to tell the truth.
I
It
love it.
make it's the only way to get to your dreams,
Yeah,
actually.
I
Sorry.
love that so much. This has never been brought up in the years that I've podcasted with so many incredible, like lying. And the fact that everyone does it and all the different ways has never been brought up. And it's like, as you're saying this, I'm like, oh yeah, I totally sugarcoat that. Or I totally am afraid to have that conversation because I don't want to hurt their feelings. Totally. I'm like, oh my gosh. So now it's just going to be popping up in like my day to day. And like, this is
Then,
awesome.
okay, guess what happens when you start telling the truth?
What happens?
It makes the other person tell the truth too.
Oh, yeah.
It's instant. It's like if I go, when, like, when did you lose your virginity? If I ask something deep and personal and you answer it, guess who gets the question back in 2 seconds?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Right? If it's a give and a get, right? So if you give someone the truth, you'll be getting it back in no time. So
Perfect.
it's real intimacy.
That's
It's real intimacy.
and such deeper connection with human beings because it's actually real. It's not
Yeah.
surface level.
Yeah,
That's so great.
and it's vulnerable. It's really vulnerable. And it is true that you need to learn how to say something well,
With tact,
right? So you're
yes.
not like chopping people's heads off and being like, you're not going to believe what I really think. I've been lying about that for years. Yeah, that won't go well. Right.
Yeah.
So there really is a right way to kindly tell the truth and take responsibility for how you're going to say it.
Yeah.
It's out, but it's
It's
also
huge.
not that hard.
Right.
Right. It's not that hard. Right. I have something I need to tell you. I've been hiding and I'm embarrassed that I've been hiding it, but I want to tell it to you because I love you. And I want to tell it to you because I've been hiding it and I've been upset for a few years and just living with it and mumbling. So there's many different ways to say something. So the
Yeah.
other person is like, tell me already. What is it? I'll fix it. Right. So it's okay to do it
Well,
too,
I love
if you
this
say it
because
right.
even like I'm thinking about like in relationships, in marriage, like how often we don't want to hurt their feelings. We expect them to know it, so we don't want to say it because they should already know it. Like there's so many things that conflicts and those little things that fester and fester and fester. That could be totally avoided if you were just honest and upfront and had that open communication. Hey, hon, I'm going to be completely honest with you about this. This is how I feel. Like, let's work through it. So much more productive than all of the other things that most humans do to avoid the conflict, to avoid the conversation, to avoid hurting the feelings. Like, oh my gosh, this is great. I love this.
Yes, and especially the when I coach a relationship like a marriage or even a business relationship,
Yeah.
I don't teach to people agree or you need to come to an like it's I teach parallel lines. You're running over here, they're running over here, and you're not going to intersect. I am sorry. This is not going to happen.
Yeah.
You act, what you can get is two people understanding each other. Like, I hear you.
Right.
Okay, that's how it is for you. Is that how it is for you? Wow. Oh. Right. So no one's right, no one's wrong. Two people totally hear the other one. And if you actually love each other, you respect what the other one is
Yeah.
experiencing.
Yeah,
Right.
yeah.
That's it. And then you can make agreements you keep.
Right.
Not because you need, like, oh, they need that. Oh, I need this. Like, can you do this for me? Sure, no problem. Can you do this for me? Sure, no problem. So I more make agreements and listening than I do deep understanding and coming to terms with each other. Yeah,
Right.
that's a shit show.
Right. And because some people, I mean, we're so different as human beings.
Yeah.
You might not ever understand why they feel that way or why they need that, because that's not what you need and that's not how you feel. But you can understand that they need it and you can understand how to give it to them and whatever. And it's like when you said parallel, not intersecting, you don't have to come like, this is my understanding of what you just said. This is how I'm digesting it.
Yes,
You
yes.
don't have to come to this like perfect happy spot where you're both on the same page and you're both whatever, but you do need to be in parallel lanes going in the same direction, like towards the
Yes.
same destination. Like when you're talking
Yeah.
marriage, right? I'm like,
Yes.
okay, that totally makes sense. Because when
It
I
and
think
then it,
back,
yeah.
well, I was just going to say, when I think back to a time in my, I've been married, it'll be 16 years in December. Oh my gosh, like this Friday in 2 days. Well, at the time of this recording, in 2 days. But we went through like a really rough patch year, I think it was year seven. And when I think about the struggles that we had, it was that we were going opposite ways. He had these big things and aspirations, and he was focusing on this and all of that. I was going this way with this and raising the kids and doing the things. And it was like, it wasn't so much that our marriage was awful and whatever. We were simply just drifting apart. And all we had to do was be like, wait, let's just come back together and have the same vision, the same goals, the same that fed off each other and were synergistic. And it brought everything back. It brought the fire back. It brought the love back. It brought all of the things that I felt like were gone. We just had to get on like, where are you? What do you want? What do you need? How can I give it to you? And it made all the difference. So this is like, this just makes so much sense in my brain as you explain this. I'm like, oh, duh. That's what we were doing
Yes.
wrong.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful. It really is beautiful. And I always want people to take inventory and dream.
Quick time out from the show to let you know that I am looking for the next women that I'm going to mentor on my team. This is within Team Beachbody. We get to lock arms together. I get to be your mentor, building a business, working on your health goals, and empowering others. So if you are someone who would love to get healthier, who loves prioritizing working out and eating well and sharing your story on social media and being a light and uplifting others, and would love a way to make extra income, even if it's alongside a full-time career or in the cracks of motherhood, whatever it is, you can build this in a way that feels best to you. So if you want to work with me closely to grow as a person, to become a better mother, to become a better wife, to become a more empowered human being, that is literally what we do every single day. And if you follow me on social media, you already know what we do as coaches. You already know what it looks like to be a successful coach, because that's what I share, just my life. And that is what I do. And I would love to help more women have an opportunity to literally transform your health, transform your mindset, transform your community of people that you're surrounded with, and be able to transform your financial opportunity with this business. I can't wait to chat with you. If you want some more info about it, go to MicahFulsomFit.com/transformyourlife. Put in your email. I will be able to send you all of the nitty gritty deets. And if you want to chat one-on-one with me, I am an open book. Ask me all the questions. Tell me your fears. Tell me your reservations. Ask me if you'd be a good fit. I will be honest with you. I can promise you that. So shoot me a message at Micah Folsom Fit and we can chat there. I cannot wait to work with you.
I love it. Right. So what have you accomplished? And once you actually can say where we are, what we've accomplished, what's going on in your marriage, in your business, in your life, with your kids, mm-hmm. right? If you don't slow it down and go, what have I accomplished? And then what do we want next? It all just gets like this pervasive experience of like, are we good? How are we doing? Are we ever done? What am I getting today? Like, it's a never ending cycle of achievements.
Yes.
And nothing's ever enough.
Okay. I love this. I love that you brought this in because we're at the end of another year. And I think this is when so many people go miss the goal. Didn't do this, wanted to do that, but didn't. And they go into all of that negative. I fell short again. I do this. I fell flat. I'm never going to be enough. And in all this self-reflection, they don't take the time, like you mentioned, to go, man, I won in this area. I grew in this area. We did this. We accomplished that. Maybe we didn't get to the goal, but we made progress. We made forward momentum. And it's like, I want our listeners to do that, to take the inventory and really focus on the good, not mm-hmm. just the bad, but then also mm-hmm. know the bad so that you can course correct and you can move forward. So do you have anything in regards to like the end of the year? How do they yeah. end well? How do they end strong okay. or like without feeling like this has all just been a flop? Here we go again.
So again, we are jerks and we only ever notice what's wrong. And it has this, like, if I keep on saying what's wrong, maybe I'll fix it. If I keep being mad at myself, maybe I'll fix it. Right. If I keep shaming myself, maybe I'll fix it. Yes. I have a joke. I call it the God stick. Like, are you beating yourself with a God stick? And I call that your higher, lower self. You have a lower self. And then you really have like your higher, lower self. So your lower self is eating the cookies. And your higher, lower self is yelling at you after you finish the cookies. So you're the person who at least feels like a jerk for eating the cookies, but it doesn't quite stop you from eating the cookies, right? Like something's very suspicious about this relationship, like where I ate the cookies and now I'm hating myself right. for eating them, as if I'm better person, right? And so one, everyone, chill out. You ate the cookies. Okay. Like enjoy the cookies you ate. If you are 20 pounds still overweight, obviously you didn't care. Like let it go. Stop with the loathing, right? So I really do get people to stop hating anything that didn't turn out this year that you lied about. I'm sorry, was that clear? You lied, right? You said you wanted to do something about it and you didn't do it. So you don't need to punish yourself. That is part of this very, I write a very interesting equation where you say you're going to do something, you don't do it. Plus this equals this. I said I would go on a diet. I ate everything I wanted all day long. But I had a reason. It was hard. I didn't like my job. My husband and I are having a hard time. Money isn't where I wish it was. I have a reason. So the food makes me feel better, right? Plus, I feel really bad about myself. Are you kidding? Did you see how angry I get? Did you see what I say to myself when I look in the mirror? Equals, I'm still a good person. So people do like this voice of excuses and feeling bad are so that you still think of yourself as a good person. And maybe you'll be better next year. Rather than I said I would go on a diet, I ate cookies. Equals, I'm a jerk. I didn't care. Right? Like, no, like the self-loathing is the funny part, is the sick
part.
Okay, so everybody see that. If everyone could see that, you could let it go. You made the choice you made. Could you love yourself anyway? The answer is yes. Okay. And if you really want to do something about that, that next year, please take it seriously. Right? Actually take it seriously. And if you're not going to take it seriously, trust that it doesn't matter enough to you. Okay. So that's one whole point about self-loathing and punishing yourself about everything you didn't get done. I promise you didn't give a shit. How about that? What about get? You didn't do it, which means you didn't give a shit. No, you didn't. Okay, good. Yay, you. You admitted the truth. You didn't give too much of a shit about it. That's a miracle. Feel better. Now we're going to get to the important part. What's the important part? What you did get done this year. Who did you love? What did you give? What was fun? What was special? Who mattered to you? What mattered to you? What did you do this year? What work did you do? So, and then this is not something you should do alone. You should find your best friend, your sister, whoever your person is. You should sit down and go, let's figure out everything you deserve to get acknowledged for this year.
I love that.
But you, we never
we're
do.
Mean. We're mean to ourselves. So we need an outside perspective.
We need to make sure we let ourselves appreciate life and ourselves. Right? We think hating ourselves or being mean about things or being mean about someone else means we're caring. It really means we mean it. No, it means that we're guilting ourselves for the things we didn't do that we really didn't do. And we have no idea how to make ourselves do them. So that's kind of closer to the truth. But you really did get done what you did this year, and loving yourself for what you did get done is loving 2023. And you will never have it back. Right. And you saw how many sunsets, like love what you love. Like, anyway, so that's, so I really make my groups, like I'm teaching groups, I make them all do what they're proud of this year and what they really did accomplish. And then I make them say it out loud and then have someone acknowledge them for it and let them feel what it feels like to go, you really did that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and to feel proud.
Yeah.
I love that. I will. I do want to ask you, for the listener who's like, okay, but what's the secret? Because I did want to go on a diet and I did want to lose 20 pounds and I still didn't do it. So what is wrong with me? Like, what am I, like, why can't I just follow through on the things I say I want to do? What would you say to that listener?
I teach this thing called personal integrity, an ability to keep a promise to yourself. So most people can keep promises to other people because they care about what other people think of them. right? They care about pleasiness, caring about what other people see or think of you. But you alone with yourself, yeah, not so much care, right? You're a jerk in there. You and yourself suck with yourself, yeah. Right? Have you, right? So here's, and just please understand, me too. Okay. So when I teach anyone a promise they need to keep that they are unlikely to keep, okay, that's why you need a promise. Are we all yeah. clear? If you need a promise, it's something you will not likely do. That's a lot of things for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I hold people's promises, right? And we're usually scared to take big actions. Okay. So don't be surprised you're human and that you need to make promises. And that if you haven't lost the 20 pounds, you're not keeping a promise. And then you tell someone that it's one later. Ready for what happened in the group today?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So the woman who is doing her weight needs to lose 40 pounds. And just, she's a professor in a university, like no slouch, right? Everyone, like, don't be like, it's me, I'm a housewife, like nothing. Everyone's having the same problems no matter where you are. Okay, so she made a promise of no carbs, no sugar, and then all the vegetables and proteins she wants to eat. So she is not on a starvation diet. She's on that the carbs have been freed and let go of, and there's no added sugar. And then she's allowed 2 cocktails a week. For every bite she has that is off the diet or sip she has that's off the diet, she owes a dollar.
Oh, there you go.
That's it. It's a dollar. Ready? A dollar. To her least favorite politician.
Oh, that's the kicker.
And then the whole group is bringing their dollars to the next session that we're having next week. Where everyone has their little dollars that we're going to be sending to
their least favorite.
Fill in your blank, right?
Yeah.
And it, you know, and it's really to keep you accountable. You know, so you would pick a buddy. Whenever I used to make a promise, I make a buddy with my kid. Like I pay money to my child, and you know my child will not forget to ask, Mom, did you do it?
100, 100.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Right. So, and that's how you keep a promise. And that's how you even teach your kids to keep promises. Okay. So that's how that's the Handel Methods version of teaching personal integrity.
I love it. And the personal integrity piece, I'm a big huge believer that just the more you keep the promises to yourself, that is what builds the self-confidence, the belief, the things that everyone is like, but I don't have what it takes, but I failed so many times. Well, as you just make a simple promise and keep it, it's like a deposit into your confidence bucket. And it's like, oh, you did that. Now you can go on and you can do something else. And now you can do it again. And it's like that proof that so many of us need to build that belief and the confidence to continue to do the thing. So make the promise, like, don't be afraid of that. And I think that's what a lot of people shy away from is like, well, I'm not going to set the goals. I'm not going to make the promises anymore because I've failed so many times, but
yes.
you have to draw the line in the sand and be like, this is what I want. This is what it's going to take to achieve it. And then just show the freak up for yourself. Like,
yes.
If it keeps being important to you and it keeps being a goal every year, clearly it matters to you enough for you to actually follow through on it. So that's my encouragement to you as the New Year's around the corner. You're going to be quote unquote
yes.
setting the resolutions and da 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 that most people set and then don't show up for longer than 2
right.
weeks. Set more things that align with who you want to be, not just what you want to do, but who you want to be. Because as you set those promises, you get to elevate literally your identity and who you are as a human, which the world needs more people on a path to become better humans. So I love that you are all about that because amen.
Yes. Amen. A fun way to think about the same thing is an object at rest stays at rest. An object in motion stays in motion. you need a force.
Yeah.
Like, so the promise and getting through that first patch of starting to build a habit, like push yourself through, is a force. There's a force that has to happen to get you to start being an object in motion. Okay. And whatever that is, it could be 10 times. It could be, I took one client, you know, and it took them reporting in 7 days, like they report in 7 days a week and they owe an hour, you know, 10,000 steps that day. And now after a year, after a full year of failing at it, they wouldn't miss it for the life of them. Right. So it took like a year and a month to get to be someone who gives a shit about the 10,000. And then along that way, out of the, you know, 30 days in a month, they probably did 18. So it's an amazing push.
Yeah. People. And having that external accountability sometimes is what people need, because you break the promises to yourself. But when you have someone that also knows what you want and knows what you said and is going to hold you to your crap, it makes it so different. So don't try to do all the things by yourself all the time.
It's not working that well. Yes.
Makes all the difference. Well, Lauren, thank you so much. I love this conversation. I'm jealous that you're in Croatia right now. It's added to my bucket list now. But where can our listeners find you, find more about what you do, all the things?
So inneryou.coach, right? So I am Handel Group.
Oh, Handel.
And I'm Lauren Handel. Oh, don't worry about
Baz.
That. It's Handel. So I'm Lauren Handel Zander, but Lauren Zander, I'm on Instagram. Inneryou.coach is the platform where I'm teaching classes all the time.
Awesome. Well, y'all, I hope you got value out of this. I know I did. I'm going to be walking around being like, Micah, that's a lie. Micah, that's a lie. Knock it off. So this is so good. I love more than anything that you can't change what you don't know. So as you just become aware, as you surround yourself with more things that you learn and you can grow and develop, like that is what life is all about. So I love what you teach. I love what you represent. And I just super appreciate you being on the show and sharing with us.
Thank you. This is awesome. And you're wonderful.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you, so much.
Thank you.
And you guys, if this was valuable to you, make sure you share it with your friends. This is something that no matter what people are going through in life, business, marriage, humaning, this will be beneficial for them. So share away. I so appreciate when you do. And we will be back for one more episode before we wrap up the show in another week. All right. See you then. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams. Because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.